I'm still here. Yes, I am.
Welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. Happy New Year. I hope the podcast finds you well. I have to say thank you so much for staying with me, even though I've been away for a while. I missed giving you Thanksgiving greetings and Christmas greetings, and we find ourselves in a new year. And so I appreciate you guys. I'm just following up with me and emailing me and acwkim@outlook.com. And I hope that my responses to you were great and legitimate and made sense. And I appreciate you guys so much for, again, allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. I know that there's so much going on. And as we have entered into 2022, how awesome and fabulous that is. And when I think back, I don't want to give my age away. It says a woman that tells her age will tell anything. And so I'm not going to give my age away. But I will say, thinking back over some time, you know, not even perceiving to add the numbers up for 2022, right? And it just seems really intriguing. I will say that as a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, we will be making 100 years this year, founded in 1922 at Butler University. And so I'm excited about that. All other sororities and fraternities within the Panhellenic Council outside of Iota Phi Theta have now reached their 100 years. And so that's our year this year. And so yay, yeet to the sorors as they are preparing for the centennial and celebrating our sorority and our foundation. And, you know, just giving love to my sorors. It's in the new year. It's our year. So I'm just thinking about it and wanted to share that. So much is going on. It's interesting that I have a few ministers that I gravitate towards and wanting to hear and see what their thoughts of the year are. And based on how we were brought up and how we're taught that a minister, a preacher, a pastor is actually an oracle of God, and therefore the message that they present and render to us should be taken as a word from the Lord, whether it be a word of encouragement, whether it be a word of condemnation, whether it be a word of love, whatever it is. And when they're coming from a stance of having prepared and they're ministering to us, that is what we're supposed to receive. And so I did not get to get everybody's first year, you know, everybody, most people, if you're not in churches or you're not involved in church or in faith, most of the time in a new year, people have themes, right? And so I did not get to gather each one of their themes for the year, because I'm also wanting to see if it's cohesive, right? And 9 out of 10 right now with us going through a pandemic, it is more, in my opinion, would probably be more of an encouraging word. Of course, a thankful word, because again, we are still here, right? And we can't discount that. We can't discount the fact that we made it through 2020, we made it through 2021, and now we are now in 2022 in anticipation and Thanksgiving in advance that we will make it through, right? And then also very reflective on what has transpired over the last 2 years, let alone the last year, right? And how do we move forward in knowing what is currently happening and wanting to remain safe, wanting to remain, y'all know my word, vigilant, you know, wanting to discern, another one of my words, what it is that we need to do and how we need to operate going forth in this year. So having said that, I also see how, unfortunately, And I don't know if this has been talked about either, but unfortunately, it seems like the shenanigans continue on in the midst of all that's going on, that it don't seem to be for play, right? And so it becomes me personally, you personally, deciding not to deal with the shenanigans and not to be involved with the shenanigans or the foolishness. I know at one point I was speaking about, you know, not wanting to yell and, you know, just wanting to have a peace in the midst of all that's going on. There is a scripture that says, peace be still. And there's a song that says, peace be still. And so when I think about what peace is in the midst of a storm, it's trusting that regardless of what is going on, it is still not only well with my soul, but I'm encouraged that it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. One of the things that I have been thinking about was that, you know, it's like the yin and the yang concept, right? To balance everything out. And I think it's just sad that, you know, there are people who are going through tragic situations in which, you know, there's no control over, you know, the fires, and there's no control over the storm. There's no control over the weather in certain aspects. I know I have a relative that lives in Tennessee, and I was speaking with them, and what I saw on the news was Kentucky that had a tornado, but it was very, very close to my relative. And so, you know, thanks be to God that, you know, it was minor damage done. However, it was just still so close. And, you know, you wonder, okay, how come them, or why not me, or whatever, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. And I just sometimes think that it just seems like, you know, cards, like we're playing cards, like you get a good hand and you play, you get a Boston, you know, if you got a good partner, and, you know, or, you know, you just throwing off or whatever, you know, and it's like this card game sometimes, and that, you know, you just play the cards that you're dealt, and you just work it out the best way you possibly can. And that's how sometimes I look at life, right? So, you know, like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get, you know, or even though chocolate is good, so it's always some good stuff. You know, I'm a firm believer that you never have a bad day. You know, you might have a bad moment in the day, but it's not a bad day. Or, you know, like the world gives you lemons and you make lemonade. And, you know, I think that becomes a bit my way or some people's way of coping, and then coping in a sense of, okay, this is life, and this is, some things is just out of my control. And although we want it to be a particular way, it's just not. And although you don't want people to be hurt or harmed, it happens, right? And you just aim to stay out of harm's way. You know, I think about certain things where, as for me, you know, I made certain decisions, which I thought was a good decision, or at the time, and then later on, it wasn't the best decision. And, you know, and then you just got to fix it and do your best to fix it. And then sometimes it just don't get fixed. And then you just like, okay, oh, well, and then move on. And not that you don't care, but it's like it just can't be fixed. So you just throw it away, if you will. Or sometimes people let stuff just sit in their garage for however long time and it's never fixed. It's broken. They ain't don't plan to fix it, and it's just sitting there, you know, and that's a choice that you make. And so that was something else that I have been thinking about. Also thinking about relationships, like even in this year, you know, just wanting better relationships, just wanting people around you to support you and that you support them and whatever it is that they're doing in order to help them be better. Like, I think that's the whole point of us having these relationships and friendships, whether it's a marriage, whether it's business, whether it's friendship, to help make us better people, help make us, you know, help our goals come true, you know, get some stuff off the shelf. You know me, as I've been speaking before, you know, we got
things that we've been wanting to do and just haven't done it for whatever reason. You know, it's a couple of people that I know and they're saying things and I'm like, you don't have any children, you don't have no spouse, you don't have a lot of things that keep people anchored in certain locations or certain places, and therefore you're a free agent to travel, you're a free agent to explore certain things, you're a free agent to be up at 4 or 5 in the morning in order to do whatever it is that you need, or in the middle of the day or whatever, you know. Then you know me that I'm not a big person of regret. And so even though when I sit and like I said, I was working on learning sign language more, you know, and getting certified for certain things and, you know, just looking into certain things. And so not being too hard on myself that I didn't explore more stuff to do within the time that I had. And it's like, you know, that's done. So just moving forward, what will I do now that will enhance my resume, that will enhance me, that will make me feel better, or something else? You know, I got to add something to my resume every year. So I don't even know what it's going to be this year. I did have some, you know, I had some moments where there was a little bit of frustration in certain aspects, but, you know, I'm maturing, I'm learning, I'm growing, you know, not to allow it to take my whole day or take too much of my day and being frustrated. And I'm also learning in this season, because even though we're in a new year, we could still be kind of in the same season. Like, we're kind of still in the same season of dealing with COVID, even though it has this variance. But I'm learning. I think I just lost my train of thought, y'all. I forgot what I was saying. Well, it's authentic. It is what it is. And you hear me go trying to still, because it's like I'm learning more about myself and what it is that, you know, I need to do and what it is that I want to do, and trying to figure out how to do it all kind of thing, and not really be, you know, beat up on myself kind of thing, and relax more so than I have before, because I found that, you know, I was either anxious or I had a level of timidity in me, and I realized that. And so, you know, I'm trying to be more mindful, more relaxed in stuff, not feeling like I have to rush something and not feeling intimidated by other things, if that makes sense. And yeah, so that's pretty much what I'm thinking about and what I'm doing right now. I'm not particularly sure, again, how the podcast is going to proceed, but I do know it will proceed as time permits. And again, I'm always open and welcome to thoughts and how to make the podcast better, what it is that needs to be said, what should be said, how should it be said if I'm not saying it the correct way. And I do know that people are actually dealing with stuff, but I believe too that this time has been a time for reflection, a time for getting ourselves personally together, you know, working out some stuff in our hearts and our minds. You know, relationships have fallen to the wayside on many different things. But I wonder, and I'm not even mad about it, because I know that people have lives and people have things to do, and people are really trying to wrap their minds around all the stuff that is currently happening simultaneously. I do believe that. I do believe that even though we are functioning and we're going forward, I still believe that we are functioning with questions. We are functioning with hindrances. We're functioning with a level of timidity. We're functioning irrespective of, it's like the functioning alcoholic kind of thing. You know, we're functioning. However, it's not a wholeness that we actually need to, we grasp. It's not a wholeness that, you know, we really are settled in what is currently happening. And I don't think that we'll probably ever be really settle. And I think that we will continue to function, and eventually we will, you know, get through it and get to the other side of it. And then, you know, for me personally, I don't believe until years have gone by till we actually find out, oh, that's what that was. Oh, that's why they did that. Oh, that's why she said that. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's like time to process after the fact. It's just after the storm, you know, when you going through the debris and stuff like that and you start seeing stuff, it's not until then that you start really reminiscing and really thinking all the stuff through the storm and when you getting ready, prepare to build again. And I feel like, you know, a lot of us are trying to build again, and we're trying to, I know for me, you know, I'm building again. And, you know, starting from a, thank you, God, a clear, clean foundation and building correctly on in this season of my life, building, you know, in a way that I can see the results thereof. And I could say prior to now, I have built some things, and after the fact, it stood and it stands, it still remains, because my heart was right, because my intent was, you know, genuine in regards to that. However, even in building, some things had got, you know, misplaced, and some things have gotten lost. And so, which I'm sure it happens. But at that time, you know, it seemed detrimental. You know, it seemed horrid. It seemed, you know, unbelievable kind of thing. And then now on the other side, rebuilding in certain areas of my life, it's like, okay, it was fine that that was a loss. It was fine that this happened. Like, you're okay because you survived it. You came through it. You know, I've heard people and I've heard it said, you know, like our scars are, you know, what it is that we've gone through, you know, and sometimes they're beautiful, right? And so I think about that. I think about, you know, as I move forward and building again in the, you know, with new people, new place, so on and so forth, you know, that again, you want something, you want it to be maintained, and then you want it to be reflective of growth. You want it to be reflective of your experiences. You want it to be reflective of beauty. You want it to be reflective of joy. You know, you want to be it reflective of hard work and earnest work, you know. And so I'm in that process right now in some areas of my life. And don't get me wrong, some days it's like, oh my goodness, because it's work, right? Some days I'm exhausted, some days I don't want to participate, and yet and still, because there's a goal in mind, and because, you know, there's some inner strength, hallelujah, thank you God, that you continue to go. And it's okay to take a break, right? It's okay to stop and look and see where you are, and then, okay, now what do I have to do in order to go forward? And so that's something that I'm dealing with and contemplating and thinking about and experiencing right now. I'm not, you know, I haven't been watching the news. I've heard some things of late, and again, it just seems to be tragic situations, and I just try to balance it out with the baby being born and the marriage happening, and, you know, the parade and, you know, stuff like that. Now, not me personally, but my point is the yin and yang, whereas you have joy on this side, but you have tragedy on that side, and you have to be able to be like, okay, how do I embrace both? How do I accept both? How do I understand both in regards to life and living? And so I haven't been watching the news. And when I was watching the news, you guys know I was very engaged in it for a time and season. And it was the court cases that, you know, had me intrigued, because they were live and living color. And I just, you know, personally like hearing from the horse's mouth. And so that's what really had me intrigued. And I believe that, you know, the outcomes are what they were supposed to be, obviously, because that's what they are, you know. And hopefully when we see these things play out and people see human behavior at its worst, or at its best, that that gives us something to guide us in our relationships with people, in our mind thought about people, in our ability to stereotype or generalize or to assume. Like, hopefully these events help us, because again, I don't want us to have gone through things and not have gleaned or gathered anything to help make us better. I'm very mindful of time. I'm very mindful of people, and I don't like to waste people's time. And so when I'm mindful of that, and so if we get these experiences that we don't gather or glean from, or we're sitting there just wasteful in it, as it doesn't matter what this person has said, or it doesn't matter what this person has done, and I've been fortunate to see it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be good or bad, because again, I think that we can gather information from all types of stuff. I'm that person. Like, please keep me informed. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I did a podcast last year. Look at me last year on, you know, at least they giving out memos. You know what I'm saying? Because again, you want to be informed. So having said all of that and gathering, I'm trying to see how to say this. So it is very unfortunate that people would spend time attempting to irk another individual, or to annoy another individual, or to harm another individual, or to hurt another individual, or to cause problems in another individual's life. Like, in my mind, we're going through a whole pandemic. I don't understand how you have time for that. I need you to put on your mask. You understand what I'm saying? I need you to wash your hands. Like, I need you to be focused on staying safe and leave me alone and not try to bother me. And why are you focused so much on me or anybody else in order to harm them or to cause, you know, be an irritant in their life? Like, get out of here with that. And so I don't know if it's just them and in themselves, and it's just like, I mean, you irk them, just your existence, your presence or whatever, you know, I don't know what it is, but I don't like that. And I really wish that people wouldn't do that. But again, I can't tell somebody really what not to do. I'm just hoping that they would not do it, and just definitely not try to do it to me. Because again, what I realized, that irrespective of whether or not that is their attempt and that is what they're doing, that I am responsible for my response to it. I am responsible for how I let it bother me, or if I let it bother me. You understand what I'm saying? How much time do I spend on it? And granted, y'all know me, I can give the business at any moment in time, but is it edifying? Is it the best thing to do? You know, you get more, what they say, you get more honey with something than there's something with the something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, you know, figure it out. I'm really trying to figure it out how, and again, it could be spiritual, you know, it could be the enemy, it could, I don't know what it is. I just know that I don't have time for it, and not this year, I don't have time for it. And so, you know, I'm not going to even say good luck with it, I'm just going to say cut it out, you know what I mean? I got to find out some new stuff to say, because, not that my stuff is old, but, you know, of course, you're just going to get some new cliches and stuff like that. I have decided to start a holiday called Reflection Day. We thought about it and everything, but it's called Reflection Day. I'm putting it out there, so nobody go and try to start a day called Reflection Day. And so I'm working on it. And why I'm doing it is because I do think that we should reflect. I think that not stay in a place, but reflect on good things, reflect on how God has been so good to us, reflect on the fact, and it's not in conjunction with Thanksgiving or anything like that, but reflect on stuff in order that we may be able to gather pearls and wisdom, and have say that we have learned and that we have knowledge of certain things. You know, reflect on how nice it was to have sat in classes and, you know, had professors and, you know, had the conversations and stuff like that, reflect on it because it was a good time and that you, and you conquered it. You did it. You know, reflect on when you, you know, you sat here with this person and you said all of this stuff or whatever and why it didn't work and why was it working at the time when it was working and when it decided to work, what happened, you know, because you gather information and when you do, then you're able to share that information to help somebody else. A part of it would be appreciation. A part of it is self-love. You know, a part of it is family, friends, you know, in regards to it. But I think that it would be, it's a good thing to do. And so I want to start a holiday. I do, right? And again, I think it's hallelujah. I think sometimes, you know, we, you know, some water, some plant, God gives the increase. Or sometimes, you know, you have a vision and somebody else carries it out. And that's fine because I'm not a hater. My name ain't got to be on it. You know what I'm saying? But if it's something that's put out there that is good and it's beneficial to the whole, then why not have it? You understand what I mean? And so that's that. I'm just trying to catch up. I'm just trying to catch up, guys. It's just been a lot going on. With you guys, I know, but I'm glad that you're safe. I'm glad that you're well. I'm glad that you're, hallelujah, your heart rate is steady, which for the last few months, because anytime I've gone to the doctors, my, regardless, like, I mean, I have been traumatized and stressful, stressful situations, just a lot going on. And my blood pressure and my, my blood pressure and my heart rate has always been regulated. You know what I'm saying? Like, always. But for last year, for a couple of months, like, it just wasn't. And I didn't know what was going on. And so, it's regulated now. But, you know, we take for granted that our heart rates and our blood pressure and stuff like that is regulated. We do take for granted. And you have people who are actually on meds because it's not regulated for whatever reason, whether it be stress or whether it be, you know, overdoing something or whatever. And so, you know, taking it for granted that it's regulated. So I'm glad that your heart rate is regulated, right? That is beating. That is beating, you know, I'm glad about that because again, you could be brain dead and still be living, but if your heart stops, it's a wrap. And so we just thank God that our hearts are regulated and our hearts are beating. And again, if you need to take your medicine and pray over your medicine. Because we know that sometimes it's too much, sometimes it's not enough. And so we pray over those that are taking medicine and medications that it would do their body well. And I thought it's so interesting how we choose what we accept from science and what we accept from God and what we accept. We pick and choose, like, what we accept from the Bible, what we accept from the preacher man, what we accept from her, him, whatever. We pick and choose, you know, whether it be cultural or not, we pick and choose. And, you know, and granted, I get it because we have so much information of what people have failed. We have that information. We also have the information where people have succeeded. But it's oftentimes that we recall the failures of people as opposed to their successes. And so when it comes to science and when it comes to situations that we know of, then it weakens or it lessens our trust in them, that, or it. You understand what I'm saying? And so it does become a level of discernment and hope. But I'm also mindful, too, that God knows and sees all. And so even when I pray and when I ask God and stuff, don't get me wrong, guys, like I'm still hesitant about certain things, and it's not, but the grace of God, his mercy and him encouraging me and having some confirmation about some things, that I really will go forward in it, you know. And I said, we don't have a problem with taking an aspirin, but when you say take this, you like, wait a minute, hold up, I'm playing, we ain't even doing that, you know. We don't have a problem with taking going to the store and taking this test or taking that test. But when it comes to that, nah, I ain't even with that. I ain't playing with that. No. And so it really behooves me, quote unquote, that, you know, we are these people. And it's, I mean, and it's across the board. It's not even cultural driven. It's just across the board how we, again, pick and choose what it is that is acceptable and not acceptable, what's real and what's not real, you know. And so I think that we need to have more of a hallelujah level of discernment. And again, I think people should too, you know, be more transparent with information. And then be, let me say, be conscious and be mindful that there are mindsets out here that, you know, are in fear, are anxious, are, you know what I'm saying, have timidity, have had experiences that are not friendly and not kind to what one may be introducing to them or what one may be suggesting to them. And so therefore, if we're mindful of it, then again, you get more whatever with honey than you do with whatever. You know what I'm saying? And kindness and just mindful. I don't understand how, you know, people can be so, what's the word? I want to say nasty, but that's not the word. I want to say, I don't understand how people could be so, I don't want to say belligerent either. But it's a word. I don't know it right now, but I don't understand how people could be this way. Whatever the word is that I'm thinking of, I know it, but it's not coming. I don't understand how people don't, I'm going to have to say it as opposed to, since I don't have a word for it. Like, I don't understand how people pretend or act as if because they have already partaken in something or because they did something that now they frown upon the person who hasn't or won't, and not trying to understand why that person hasn't or won't, or why they feel that kind of way. And then they put this pressure on as if they, because they've done the quote unquote right thing, or because they have participated and the other person has not, that the other person is wrong for not having participated or not having done it for whatever reason. Like, it's, I don't think it's that clear cut. Me personally, I don't think it's that clear cut. And I think that it has to be a sit down and a discussion to be had in order to understand the reason why people have or have not done something, whatever it may be, or why people have done something. And people, everybody has their reasons for doing whatever they do. And what we're not going to say is everybody who has participated, all the reasons is the same, because we know it's not. And for those who haven't participated, all their reasons are not the same, because it's not. And so you have groups of people on both sides, which is always both sides, it's always two sides of the spectrum, that have their legitimate reasons or rationale for why they haven't done whatever or why they have done whatever, if that makes sense. And I think as adults, as peoples, as leaders or whatever, that that discussion needs to happen. Because again, if you're saying the division is a hindrance for the whole, then how do we fix the division? Or can the division be fixed, if it ever it will be? You understand what I mean? And it has to, like, it has, something has to give. Something has to give, because again, the blame game, hallelujah, is not working, you know, and has not worked and probably won't work. And so it has to be something else that is done, if you will. That's just simple. If it's something else done in order to get a resolve, to get a resolve. Because again, if you're saying this is the problem and this is the reason, then what's the resolve? Because that's what we need. We need a resolve. On the side of the church, and, you know, again, I've been a member for a long time as far as the body of Christ, you know. And so I call that the body of Christ. I call it the church. And so being a part of it, you know, I think that we should, you know, be mindful of, again, what our responsibility is. Like, you know, stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? What's your role? You know what I mean? And again, that could be misconstrued as not having a voice, but we're in the business of soul saving. That's the business. That's the business, soul saving. And, you know, even hallelujah, the church is the house of prayer. So souls and praying, you know what I mean? And then comes these other things that we are supposed to participate in. And even in that, you know, being mindful, right? And so, and being careful. And so I think that oftentimes we do get a bad rap, you know, and that needs to be rectified too, because we're saying, or it has been said, that, you know, again, we have the answer, we know what the answer is, and yet it's still, there's division amongst them. You know what I'm saying? Amongst us, if you will, on our thought process and what it is, and interpretation, and how it's done, and how it should be done, and who should do it, if they should do it, when they should do it. And that needs to be rectified too. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be fixed. If, and again, it can be. I do see us, and when I say us, beyond the church, as there is, it's just so wide. It's just so much. And I don't know if I've ever said this before. I probably have said this, that, you know, the world was not created to sustain sin. It just wasn't. And therefore, it's spilling over into so much stuff because it just wasn't made to contain the sin. And we are notorious. We are notorious. And sin is defined as missing the mark, you know. And I say that we have done that. I'm guilty. You know what I'm saying? People have been guilty of it. You know, you look at your own self and you make a choice and you make a decision of where your guilt has been or not, whatever. And it's just a lot going on. And I speak about it because in my own personal sphere of influencing, in my own personal life, how and what I think life is and how I want life to be for me and those with me and around me and all this other stuff may be very different from the next person. And how do we, again, respect each other's differences and yet and still not be hindering one another? I've said this too, right? Everyone has a right to live as long as it's not infringing on the other person's right to live. As long as it's not hindering the next person's right to live. And what we now have said is that we, each of us, everybody is hindering each other's right to live. You know, jeopardizing them and putting them in harm's way and so on and so forth. And you have people that say, no, that's not the case. You have people saying, yeah, that is the case. And again, what is the resolve? ACWKIM@outlook.com. Happy New Year. You understand what I mean? What's the resolve? Because if a house divided cannot stand, and we have, as mankind and humanity in of ourselves on many occasions, have violated just decent human rights. Like, human rights exists. It's like a whole company. It's an organization about it because we are known to have done that. And I say mankind, humankind, we have been known to do that. And so, hallelujah, what is the resolve, I ask? And even if I could say for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, I still have to coexist with other people who may not be saying that. And I don't have a right to infringe on their faith or their belief or their bias or whatever it is. I don't have a right to that, and they don't have a right to do that to me. However, what has occurred too is that, hallelujah, people feel that they do have that right. And that's why we have to have human rights. That's why we had to have civil rights. That's why we had to create all these rights. Because for some reason, humankind hasn't gotten that. And we can't say that one is better than the other, or one is right and the other is wrong. Like, we legitimately can't say that, because everyone has free will and they can participate in whatever it is that they want to participate in. Again, without hindering somebody else, without breaking the law, without overstepping, without running a red light. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can drag race. You just, well, I guess you could. I don't know. But you ain't supposed to run no red lights. You ain't supposed to injure anybody. And prayerfully, you don't injure yourself. It's dangerous. I don't suggest it. Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I think about stuff like that. And what is, somebody asked me what my New Year's resolution was. And I'm like, I haven't made a New Year's resolution, like, purposely, like, wrote it down. Like, this is what, no, I haven't done that. I just know that I want to be better this year than I was last year. You know, I know that. So that could be considered a New Year's resolution. I just want to be better than I was last year. I want to be in a place of stability. I want to be, you know, emotionally stable, if that will. You know, like, good. I don't want my emotions fluctuating up and down or whatever. I don't have time for games. I'm not playing them in respect to that. I want my relationships to be better. I want them to be good. Good people, good food, you know. I would love to do some traveling this year, safe traveling, and maybe I'll do it for the holiday that I'm but yeah, I would like to do some traveling this year, but it's not a New Year's resolution. It's just that, you know, we ain't been able to travel. So I would like to do that. You know, hopefully that, you know, situation will permit themselves in order for me to be able to do that. I'm trying to see what else. I'm just thankful. I am. I'm just really, really thankful. I'm thankful for the podcast. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for another day. I'm thankful for even another hour. I'm thankful for this year. And so I wish you guys a happy, happy new year from January all the way into December. A happy new year, 2022. Imagine my face.